A saga speaks. Hello, and welcome to A Saga Speaks, a podcast service brought to you by the Alaska State Association for Guardianship and Advocacy. My name is Lisa Warzonik, and I'm the administrator of A Saga and your host today. Today, we're talking with Leslie Jamings, the staff attorney at the Disability Law Center. Leslie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Leslie, so we can start off with just a little bit of history regarding the Disability Law Center. People kind of understand where it came from, how it's funded, and how really the Disability Law Center came to be.
Sure. In 1975, U.S. Congress mandated that the creation of the Protection and Advocacy, or PNA agency, exists in every state and territory. So the purpose of this system is to provide for the protection and advocacy for the legal, civil, and human rights of people with disabilities. So Disability Law Center of Alaska, or DLC, is the designated PNA for the state, and we're an independent nonprofit law firm, and we're funded mainly through federal grants, so we do have a few small state grants as well.
And what would you say the overall mission of the Disability Law Center is?
So our official mission is to vigorously enforce and advance the rights and interests of people with disabilities. Basically, we just work to make sure that people with disabilities have their rights recognized and enforced. We envision a future where people with disabilities are empowered to exercise individual choice and to be equal participants in the community.
And if I could ask a clarifying question, is this for individuals 18 and over?
No, any individuals with people with disabilities. We don't have any restrictions like on income or age. As long as you have a disability and your legal problem or issue is related to your disability, then we will be being able to at least assess your situation, see if we can help.
Okay, great. So I think it'd be interesting for the listeners to understand exactly what type of cases that Disability Law Center can and cannot assist with. So if you could go over those types of cases that you're able to help with and maybe give a little scenario about them.
Sure. Well, the main thing to remember is, like I said, is that we can assess your case if you have a disability and your legal problem is related to your disability. So we can help with cases related to Social Security benefits, Medicaid appeals, disability-related housing and employment discrimination, access to special education services, issues related to voting, as well as we conduct investigations into allegations of abuse and neglect on behalf of people with disabilities that are receiving services like in a facility, such as assisted living home or the hospital, school. We're also the CAP, which is the Client Assistance Program, so we take complaints from people that may be working with DVR and maybe having some problems with their vocational rehabilitation counselor, their case. We don't take criminal cases, legal or medical malpractice cases, or family law cases. But what we do is we encourage people to call us if they think we might be able to help, because if we're not, we're going to try to find someone that can. So we always encourage people to call no matter what and talk to our intake specialists, and at least we can give you some information of what to try if we're not the ones that might be the best fit.
Okay. And you'd mentioned a couple of things that I saw on your website. So one of the things you have there is about voting rights. Mm-hmm. And maybe people don't know that here in Alaska, even if you have a guardian or conservator, you still retain the right to vote. So can you talk a little bit about what you do for voting rights?
Sure. We do a lot of outreach to tell people, just like you mentioned, that even if you have a guardian, you still have the right to vote, where you can vote, you know, what's going to be coming up on the ballot, you know, in that particular election, making sure that you have access to transportation to go vote or you know how to get an absentee ballot. We also do a lot of accessibility monitoring, so making sure that the polls are accessible to people with disabilities that may have mobility impairments. We make sure that if a ballot and all the information online is accessible for people who may have hearing impairments or visual impairments, we make sure that we answer questions and take complaints if people have had a problem getting to their polling site or anything that might be impeding their ability to vote.
Okay. And you also mentioned Medicaid appeals, and I saw on the website you had some Medicaid trainings to understand the waivers. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. We that's through a state grant that we put on these Medicaid waiver trainings for families, children with, or, you know, adult children, children with disabilities. And we do those statewide, and we also do them here in Anchorage at our office. And so what it's an all-day training that we do that kind of goes through the waiver and what services are offered on the waiver and how to apply. And it's really great for families, but also for care coordinators or anybody who would like more information.
Would this be something for people who have not gotten their loved one or a respondent on a waiver program, or would it be general good information even if they're on the program to understand it more?
I would say it's great for anybody. So if you're trying to get on the waiver, there's usually a wait list, and so finding out more about how it works, or if you're already on the waiver, it's a great way just to kind of know, you know, like I said, what services are available. So we really would recommend it for anybody that might be interested in getting their loved one on a waiver or already is on currently on the waiver.
Okay, great. So, of course, our audience with ASAGA is the family guardians for adult individuals 18 and over, many of those obviously having a disability. And your focus is with individuals who have a disability, but could family guardians call you if they are struggling trying to get something like Social Security or they feel that their loved one is being discriminated against with work or whatnot? Would you also be able to assist the family guardian?
Sure. We often help people with guardians and issues related to housing, Medicaid, special education. I mean, it would depend on the nature of the objectives and whether there's a conflict that exists between what the guardian may want and what the ward wants. But as long as that conflict doesn't exist, we often help people with guardians or work with their guardians to try to get the person with the disability the services that they need or make sure that their rights are being recognized.
Okay. Is there a cost to any of the services?
No, in almost all cases, we're a free service. Sometimes if we help an individual get approved for Social Security benefits and they're awarded back pay benefits, we may take a small fee from the back pay benefits. Or if there's an employment discrimination case, then there's like back pay. But I would say that's a very, very small percentage of the cases that we do. And so in almost all cases, our services are free.
Okay. And what would a person do if they wanted to make a referral or what you do for the intake? What would they need to do to sort of see if you can assess their case?
Really nothing formal. Just call, and depending on the issues, we'll let you know what you need. For instance, if you call, you'll get our intake specialist who will talk to you, and if it's like a Medicaid denial, we'll probably ask for your paperwork for our intake specialist to take to our intake meeting. But really, for that initial call and just make the call. That's all you need. And we do intake twice a week, and the intake specialist will take all the information and calls she's had and then meet with all the attorneys and legal advocates, and then some will be getting back to you with more information or maybe asking maybe some follow-up questions. But all you really need to do is pick up the phone.
And is there a wait list for services or a timeline that you guys try to keep to as far as getting back with people?
There's no wait list for services, and as far as the timeline, we kind of have an informal policy to get a call back within 48 hours, but we try to get it back even faster, so within a day or two of calling.
That's great. So you have offices here in Anchorage, and it looks like Fairbanks and Juneau, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. The best way to contact us is just by calling our main line, which is 907-565-1002, or we have a 1-800 number. If you're outside of Anchorage, 1-800-478-1234. And we just encourage people to call probably the 1-800 number if you're outside of Anchorage, and that's because the Anchorage office is our central office, and a lot of our intakes just go through here.
And then I'll mention the website for Disability Law Center is www.dlcak.org. So www.dlcak.org. And there's a lot of helpful information on that website as well.
Yeah, we try to keep that updated. Like you were mentioning, the Medicaid waiver trainings, like upcoming trainings we have, or outreach, or different things that we're working on.
And if someone wanted to help the Disability Law Center, how can the community help your organization?
I would say, you know, check out our website. Be aware of our outreach and events that are coming up. Refer people to us. Our executive director also often says that Disability Law Center is one of the best kept secrets in Alaska. We don't want to be a secret. We want people to know that we're here, and we can offer free, legal resources and information. Every year we do a survey to set our priorities for the year. We're always looking for as many people as possible to fill it out so we can get an accurate sense of what the most pressing needs are for people with disabilities. In the summer, we post that link on our website, so, check the website to find that survey and to take it yourself and send it out, because we love getting that feedback.
Great. Is there anything else that you can think would be helpful for the community to know?
No, I would say just being aware of us, of Disability Law Center, and that we would like to be a resource to you and to the community, and that we're here.
That's great, Leslie. Thank you again for your time. So if you have an interest in calling the Disability Law Center, again, their phone number is 907-565-1002 or 1-800-478-1234. And the website, again, www.dlcak.org. And to contact us here at Asaga, we're at 907-444-4015, or you can email us at asagaak@gci.net. Leslie, thanks again for joining us today. We really appreciate the information.
Thank you so much. It was great talking with you.
All right. And